Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. After a season like no other, there's just so much to unpack. We need to keep talking about it all summer long. We are Triple M Footy.
Oh, it's game on!
Thanks to Brighton's lawyers.
Welcome back to hour two of our show. This is the Triple M NRL summer session. It's all thanks to Brighton's lawyers, Maroon, James Triceps Hooper. We're going to talk a bit of Origin shortly as we cross the Wayne Bennett thing. We'll continue to do our clubs in review, this time around the New Zealand Warriors, and we'll speak to James Mansour, new recruit at the Rabbitohs.
I think you mean Josh Mansour.
What did I say?
Come on, mate, James.
James Mansour, did I? Sorry.
Give yourself an uppercut. He's just joined your club.
Well, I tell you what, it's on the running sheet, James.
Training at Redfern yesterday.
Yeah, but you know what? Because our
Charlie
White,
the bus.
The COVID abuser.
Don't throw Chica under the bus because you've had a loose carry.
No worry. Okay, I'll own it. Just before we get into it any further, just a couple of emails and tweets. Simon from Forest Lodge said he spotted Paul Kent walking down the main street of Annandale. He was wearing a mask, but he knows it was Paul Kent because he was also wearing a frown. I'll lay off him. Simon, lay off the bloke. He's got a lot on his mind.
Stop fabricating and emails.
Kate from Murrumba Down.
Confirm, Kent, he doesn't own a mask.
Because
he doesn't go to the supermarket. He doesn't need, he doesn't get involved in masks.
He should be wearing a mask. He should be wearing a muzzle. And then Kate from Murrumba Down says she saw Gordon Tallis at Bribey Island, and he scared her three kitties. They thought it was a Yeti coming out of the sand dunes. Come on. If you're going to pick on our workmates, you know.
You're fabricating emails again, Anthony. Stop it.
I'm not. Finally, you were spotted in rural Victoria?
Yeah.
At where were you?
Maryborough, the borough.
Delavadova country.
It is Matt Delavadova country.
Love that
guy. One of my cousins is good mates with him. Yeah.
How's he going, Della? You see him down there?
I don't know. I've never met the bloke, mate. No, but he is from that town. And yeah, certainly they're very proud of the fact that he is
right
from Maribor in Victoria.
Have they got a
There's
big...
a Maribor in Queensland,
I know,
too,
yeah.
Anthony. So yeah, there's a couple of them around Australia.
Have they got a big Delavadova down there or a big ball or a big basketball?
No, they haven't, mate. Mm. No. Maybe they might get one.
So that's their claim to fame, eh?
Yeah, it's one of them, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you had fun down there?
Good town, mate.
Yeah? What did you do?
Just out in the bush. Mostly just caught up with family, mate. Yeah. So, yeah, a little bit of fishing and a little bit of shooting and all that sort of thing.
Your family come down out of the trees and out of the hills, did they?
Oh, mate, come on, Anthony.
I'm just kidding.
That's not necessary.
This is a summer show, summer NRL show. It's called the NRL Summer Session, thanks to Brighton's lawyers. It's Maroon, it's James Triceps Hooper. We're going to do this for a couple of months leading into the NRL season. Hope you enjoy it. We're getting a load of good feedback about the show. Time to talk about super coach Wayne Bennett, who, what a wonderful story he adds to his the great story of his life as a coach. Wayne Bennett, discarded at the Brisbane Broncos. He and Jaden Sewer, they arrive at the Rabbitohs and they win an Origin Series with Queensland. But it seems, well, it doesn't seem, he is going to bow out, Hoops. He's going to bow out of Origin. He's going to walk away a winner, the great Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, it's a great narrative, isn't it? And you touched on it off the top. You know, you labelled him the super coach. Jack Gibson was the original super coach. Well, Wayne's now certainly in that conversation because what he's been able to achieve over such a long period of time, he's now in his 70s. I think he's 71.
Amazing. Right?
And he doesn't show any signs of wanting to pull up anytime soon. So I think that the roster that he's got at South this year, especially after you've just added Josh Mansour and also Jai Arrow over the summer, you look at that best 17 on paper and they're a damn good shot. And he will know that. So I think that's probably the primary motivating reason of why he's decided to walk away from State of Origin. Also the fact that he was able to come back in. It was only an 11th hour decision that they decided to appoint Wayne as the State of Origin coach. Mal Meninga also jumped on board and lent a hand because obviously all the international football had been called off, so he wasn't involved with the Kangaroos over the course of the summer. And I reckon that Wayne sat back and looked at it and just thought, okay, well, I've done my job for Queensland now. We won the series. Nobody thought that we would. Everybody wrote us off. It was labelled the worst Queensland side in 40 years. And they came out and they found a way, and Cameron Munster in that third game and Harry Grant as well. What a player. What a future he's got in the game. So I think Wayne sat back and thought, righto, I owe South Sydney giving it my absolute best shot to try and win them another competition. And look, you're in with a damn good shot this season, Anthony, because it's a bloody good roster.
Paul Green has been mentioned as his replacement, but then along comes, people are throwing up all sorts of names now, Billy Slater, Cameron Smith. I mean, who do you think is going to coach Queensland in Origin 2021?
I think any of those blokes could do it. I got no doubt Billy Slater or Cameron Smith could walk in and do it easily, especially Cameron. Mm-hmm. But take nothing away from Billy either. Like he was involved as well in the State of Origin process last year. I think he's either an assistant coach or one of the selectors, Billy. But look, I think they'll hold off making an announcement because I think they want to see if Paul Green gets an NRL head coaching gig prior. But I think any of those people would do a terrific job.
Well, hang on. That's an interesting thing you say. Paul Green, an NRL job prior. Well, where are you going with that?
I'll take it back. He's not going to get an NRL gig. No one's going to get the spear when we haven't even kicked the ball in anger yet this season. So the season will get up and running. They've got a decision to make whether they want to go with Paul Green. When I say they'll wait and see whether he gets an NRL appointment, because if he gets a job for 2022, do they then want him to be the coach for 22 as well?
Right.
Or do they just want to put him in a caretaker role, similar to what they did with Wayne just this off season gone? And then they have to find a new coach again for 2022. That's what I meant.
It's the old argument hoops again that we have every year. So with an Origin side, Queensland Origin side, you've got Paul Green, who is a premiership-winning coach, but you've got Cameron Smith or Billy Slater, if those two were candidates. It's the whole thing about knowing the Origin spirit and what Origin is all about versus a bloke who's coached a premiership-winning side.
Yeah, but hang on. Paul Green's played for Queensland as well,
I appreciate
mate.
He's
played at that elite level of the game. He knows what it takes. He has had a lot of success as an NRL head coach. He's had a bit of a freshen up because obviously he finished up at the Cowboys last year and hasn't been in any official capacity since. So, look, Paul Green would do a damn good job if they decide to go that way, but so would those other blokes that they've mentioned as well. And believe it or not, but before they appointed Wayne Bennett for the series just finished, Cameron Smith's name did come up. And Billy Slater's name did come up. And the Queensland QRL power brokers have long spoken about succession plans and the fact that they want those champion players who, even though they've only just retired, they want those style of fresh eyes involved in the Origin process.
What do you think, and it's a fair dinkum question, Hoops, I don't know if you know the answer to this, what sort of money would you get paid to coach an Origin side, considering it's only three games a year, but it is the pinnacle, I guess, in a lot of ways, of rugby league, certainly in relation to TV ratings?
Yeah, look, I'm just throwing a dart at the board here. I've never asked the question, but I'd be thinking you'd have to get, you know, around the $250,000, $300,000 mark, I would think. Anthony, it's State of Origin. It's the pinnacle of rugby league.
$300,000.
Yeah, but there's more than just coaching three games a season. So let's look at New South Wales and all the work that Brad Fittler does, right? He does that Hogs for the Homeless bike ride where he goes all over the state and tours towns and does kids' football clinics. Then he's constantly working with the juniors as well, streamlining the New South Wales under-18s, under-20s, and then through to Origin. They have a variety of camps where they're constantly getting the emerging and young gun players in, teaching them about what it is, State of Origin football is, the history of Origin and how it all fits together. So people might go, hang on a minute, that's outrageous that you get, but there's a lot to the job. It's a prestigious job and the blokes who do it do a damn good job at it.
Okay, fair call. And that's the latest on what, so what about a tip? Who do you think will get the job, the Queensland Origin job?
It's early days. I reckon it depends what happens with Cameron, whether he wants to play on or not. If he doesn't play on, he might be the man.
Mate, it's like waiting to see what's going to happen with COVID, isn't it? Waiting to see what's going to happen with this bloke. But at this stage, Origin Hoops will be traditionally where it is in the middle of the season, three games.
Yes.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
We take the time every week during this show to take a look at some of the teams and how they will perform in 2021. Who's come to the club? Who's left the club? So we've been doing them in order from the bottom up. We are right now, let's do the Gold Coast Titans and Hoops. Firstly, the Gaines, Tino Fasuamala-Awi, Herman Essiesi, David Fifita, Patrick Herbert from the Warriors, Sam McIntyre from the Tigers. And in that, they lose Jai Arrow, Ryan James, Keegan Hipgrave to the Parramatta. And, of course, the lab experiment, Shannon Boyd has retired. A couple of others have walked away from the game as well. But in relation to the Gold Coast Titans, I feel like, Hoops, they might be under a bit of pressure. A lot of people just assume they will, they'll do a lot better this year. I guess there's a lot of questions still to be asked around the halves.
Has Tommy Tate, the Gold Coast mayor, decided to allow you across the border yet, Anthony, just before we get into the Titans?
Mate, and as I've said to you before, I've been going to the Gold Coast since Tommy Tate was wearing short pants and high socks. So Tommy Tate's got no... I can get walking...
And he's barred you, right?
Yeah.
You are brushed. You are not allowed across the border because you didn't fulfil this silly bet that you had at the back end of last year, the SCC, the Sex Change Cup.
Yep.
The Gold Coast won five in a row and were
big
on fire
deal.
Towards
oh,
the back end last
year. They won five in a row.
Year. They have recruited as well as any other club in the form of Big Tino, David Fifita, Patrick Herbert's a handy player from the Warriors, Sam McIntyre as well, and Herman Essiesi is also an underrated forward who is starting to punch above his weight at Newcastle. So, look, I think they're in for a very good season. I think that you are going to have egg all over your face, not for the first time in your life, because they're going to be nipping around the finals, and they're a damn good chance.
Why would I have egg all over my face?
Well,
I don't care if they
like
win or lose.
Is put the slipper in to the great Gordon Tallis, which is unnecessary, right? And also the Titans. And I don't understand why. Why have you got stuff on your liver about the Gold Coast?
Mate, I absolutely don't. It's my favourite place in the world, the Gold Coast.
Well, so why put the slipper into the football side all the time?
How do I, mate? You
got... silly bet at the back end. Oh, the Titans won't win five in a row, and then they did. We had Jai Arrow on this program only a
Mate,
couple of weeks
I'll
back.
I'll just stop you there. Jai Arrow plays for South.
Yeah, he does now.
And if
he was playing for Gold Coast when they won five in a row.
If it's five in a row is reaching the dizzy heights of rugby league, abashed and bruised Dragons they beat, abashed and bruised West Tigers they beat. Big deal, they won five games in a row. I will go to the Gold Coast. I will book a table at Sage Restaurant Broadbeach. I'll sit down with Tom Tate and I'll have this out.
No, you're barred.
No, I'm
not
barred.
Allowed across the board.
Well, we're all
not.
Barred at the moment.
You're not. Yeah.
How do you think they'll go? Because I think they'll be flat out making the eight.
Yeah, no, well, I disagree strongly with that. I think given who they've recruited, their forward pack will be as good as any pack in the competition. I think a lot hinges on who ends up playing hooker for them. At the moment, we're all still in the dark in relation to what Cameron Smith is going to do. But there has been a strong suggestion, and it's been one of the narratives over the course of the last 3 or 4 months, that Cameron may well decide to have a cameo season with the Gold Coast Titans.
Mm.
And look, the way that he finished last year and the fact that he won another premiership, no question, he could stroll in on February 1. He could stroll in the week of round one if he wanted to.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt that he would make that side transform them, in my view, into a top four side.
And now they're talking about him being the Origin coach. Next thing he'd be replacing Anastasia Palaszczuk. But let's stick to the Gold Coast.
They probably would let him do that up there. They love him.
Yeah, absolutely. The Gold Coast, the halves. Is there still a question around the great Ash Taylor?
Oh, for sure.
Because the other bloke seems to play better when Ash Taylor's not in the team.
Yeah, Ash has obviously had his challenges over the last couple of years. Last season was the best football that we'd seen from him in some time, but he was sort of, you know, he was coming off what had been a really tough couple of seasons for him. Jamal Fogarty's a damn good player, and I think that they'll be better again. I think they'll go well this season, but 2022 is the year that we'll really start to see the Gold Coast Titans take flight. And much to your displeasure, Anthony, you're going to have to give them a wrap.
No, I'm absolutely hoping they do as very, very well as they possibly can. And if they win five in a row again, wow, it'll be a ticker tape parade. It'll be block-mounted autographed jerseys. It'll be polo tops with a special message on them. God love the Gold Coast Titans. And just on that, we are having a phone poll, Maroon's poll. Maroon's poll has been very quiet over summer, but it's back today. Who do you think will finish last at @MMNRL or the MMNRL Facebook page?
Yeah, I like it. Can we just check just on that? The poll's been a little bit quiet. Has the poll had a couple of issues?
The poll has had one or two issues during the off-season.
Is everything all right?
We ran a few tests on it and it seems to be okay.
Okay, that's good news.
The poll, it's not getting any younger though, is it?
We'll be relieved to hear that.
And look, we just thought we'd have a little bit of fun. Have a quick look at this David Fifita thing. Over the summer, we heard this story that David Fifita, was he the case of a mistaken identity up there on the Gold Coast? What happened there with David Fifita having a small run, you know, I guess you'd call it, with the Gold Coast Police.
Yeah, it was all a little bit of an accidental loose carry mix-up, Anthony. And so, look, from what I can gather, and look, he's a terrific signing for the Gold Coast Titans, and I'm sure on the field that he's going to have a massive influence for that club this season. But, you know, he's in the off-season at the moment. He's entitled to do whatever he feels like in his free time. And so he'd organised to go over and catch up with a female friend. The only trouble was when he got to the house in question, instead of turning right where his friend was in her room, he turned left, which ended up being her parents' room.
What happened? The mother grabbed him? Or
I don't know if it was mum or dad or who it was, but certainly they got a little bit of a shock. And so as a result, they decided they better ring Triple O. They spoke to the police. The police obviously came, questioned David, looked up the history of all the messages and whatnot, realised that it was just a genuine case of mistaken identity. He had absolutely been invited into the home. And so initially, the initial reports were words like trespassing and things like that, but none of that was actually factual. It was a genuine accident. Mm. And so, yeah, mum and dad just got a little bit of a fright with Big Dave. Yeah.
It's like a Carry On movie, isn't it? Carry On up the Gold Coast. So there's Fifita. Imagine, like, a trespasser, that's bad enough, but he looks like David Fifita.
He's a big unit.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he is a big unit. So you would, if you weren't expecting him, you would get a little bit of a fright. Mm,
I'd go straight into a karate stance.
Mate, you'd run about at least 200 metres, probably in world record time.
And leave the missus behind.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next hour, more of our show today, which is, of course, the Triple M's NRL Summer Session. And have a bit of fun with I Call BS here on Triple M.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.